Athena answered, her eyes brightening now. You must be a fool, stranger, or come from nowhere, if you really have to ask what land this is. Trust me, it's not so nameless, after all. It's known the world around, to all who live to the east and rising sun, and to all who face the western mists and darkness. It's a rugged land, too cramped for driving horses, but though it's far from broad, it's hardly poor. There's plenty of grain for bread, grapes for wine, the rains never fail and the dew falls healthy. Good country for goats, good for cattle, too. There's stand on stand of timber, and water runs in stream beds through the year. So, stranger, the name of Ithaca's reached as far as Troy, and Troy, they say, is a long, hard sail from Greece.
Ithaca.
Heart racing, Odysseus, that great exile, filled with joy to hear Athena, daughter of storming Zeus, pronounce that name. He stood on native ground at last, and he replied with a winging word to Pallas, not with a word of truth. He choked it back, always invoking the cunning in his heart. Ithaca. Yes, I seem to have heard of Ithaca. Even on Crete's broad island far across the sea, and now I've reached it myself with all this loot. But I left behind an equal measure for my children. I'm a fugitive now, you see. I killed Idomeneus's son, Orsilochus, lightning on his legs, a man who beat all runners alive on that long island. What a racer! He tried to rob me of all the spoil I'd won at Troy, the plunder I went to hell and back to capture, true, cleaving my way through wars of men and waves at sea, and just because I refused to please his father, serve under him at Troy. I let my own command. So now, with a friend I lay in wait by the road, I killed him just loping in from the fields with one quick stroke of my bronze spear in the dead of night, the heavens pitch black. No one could see us, spot me tearing out his life with a weapon honed for action. Once I'd cut him down, I made for a ship and begged the Phoenician crew for mercy, paying those decent hands a hearty share of plunder, asked them to take me on and land me down in Pylos. There, or lovely Elis, where Epeans rule in power. But a heavy gale wind blew them way off course, much against their will. They'd noticed that, to cheat me. Driven afar, we reached this island here at the midnight hour. Rowing for dear life, we made it into your harbour. Not a thought of supper, much as we all craved food, we dropped from the decks and lay down, just like that. A welcome sleep came over my weary bones at once, while the crew hoisted up my loot from the holds and set it down on the sand, near where I slept. They re-embarked, now homeward bound, for Sidon, their own noble city, leaving me here behind, homesick in my heart. As his story ended, goddess Athena, grey eyes gleaming, broke into a smile and stroked him with her hand, and now she appeared a woman, beautiful, tall, and skilled at weaving lovely things. Her words went flying straight toward Odysseus. Any man, any god who met you, would have to be some champion lying cheat to get past you for all-round craft and guile, you terrible man, foxy, ingenious, never tired of twists and tricks. So not even here, on native soil, would you give up those wily tales that warm the cockles of your heart? Come, enough of this now. We're both old hands at the arts of intrigue. Here among mortal men you're far the best at tactics, spinning yarns, and I am famous among the gods for wisdom, cunning wiles too. Ah, but you never recognized me, did you? Pallas Athena, daughter of Zeus, who always stands beside you, shields you in every exploit. Thanks to me, the Phaeacians all embraced you warmly, and now I'm here once more to weave a scheme with you and to hide the treasure trove Phaeacia's nobles lavished on you. Then I willed it, planned it so, when you set out for home, and to tell you all the trials you must suffer in your palace. Endure them all. You must. You have no choice. And to no one, no man, no woman, not a soul, reveal that you are the wanderer. Home at last. Know in silence you must bear a world of pain. Subject yourself to the cruel